Massachusetts officials have now opened 4 temporary sites for families waiting for a spot in the state shelter system. Experts say it's better than sleeping outdoors, but the situation is still hard on parents and children. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel brings us the story of one family that's been staying at one of these overflow sites. And a note, WBUR agreed not to use their full names because they fear losing their place in the shelter.
In mid-December, John, his wife, and their daughter arrived in Massachusetts with a plan. A friend had invited them to come and start a new life. But when they got here, they couldn't find their friend. Lost in a foreign land, John says a taxi driver took them to one of the state's family welcome centers, which provides resources for new immigrants. There, John found other families like his. Originally from Haiti, they'd fled unrest. John's family first went to Chile, but 8 years later, life was hard and the U.S. seemed promising. Now, John found himself shuttling from the Welcome Center each day to Logan Airport each night, along with more than 100 other migrants. He says at Logan, he used a bag as a pillow and put his daughter, who's almost 3, on his chest. They spent 12 nights staying at a baggage claim before they heard rumors immigration agents might find them. John and his family left in a hurry and found a spot at one of the state's new overflow shelters. It's hot inside the overflow shelter, he says, but after 9 at night, you can't leave. John says there are cots lined up for about 200 people, and everyone shares 2 bathrooms. He says if you need to go to the toilet, you might be the 10th or 20th in line. The shelter is only open at night, and everyone gets up at 5 a.m., John tells me. During the day, his family waits at a welcome center. At night, they return to the shelter or risk losing their spot. John says he's holding off tears as he speaks with me. He's never been in such a bad situation. His main priority is his daughter. He glances at her as she naps near us in a stroller. She's almost old enough for preschool, but can't yet walk or talk. He doesn't know why. Aura Obando from Boston Healthcare for the Homeless Program says this family's situation isn't outside the norm.
We definitely see it. It's not surprising to me, I guess, but it's heartbreaking.
She says there's a body of research that shows homeless children have developmental delays and learning disabilities at 4 times the rate of children who are housed.
That's why, like, the argument is to really shorten that experience of homelessness, because a lot of it could be reversed.
And she worries about families like John's who are waitlisted for shelter and don't have access to the services that come with a shelter placement. She says in 10 years, she's never seen Massachusetts in such a dire spot. The past few months have been especially bad.
We were getting a lot of reports about families being outside in the middle of winter, and I never imagined we would be in this space.
State officials have begged the federal government for help, particularly with the growing immigrant population. But John says he doesn't blame the government. He says he blames himself because he's the one who came. But now that his family is here, John doesn't know where to go or what comes next, except to return to the overflow shelter each night. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.